This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, sitting in for Terry Gross. Three giant box sets of complete TV series have just been released, or are about to be released, on DVD. Our TV critic David Bean Cooley says each of the three is wonderful, and each captures a different time in the history of network television. The three shows, Twin Peaks, My So-Called Life, and Seinfeld. Here's his review.
Each of these shows came at a very different moment in time. Twin Peaks by David Lynch and Mark Frost was one of the most imaginative and unusual TV series ever made when it premiered on ABC in 1990. 17 years later, it still is. Its images, music, and ideas seem just as fresh. Twin Peaks was a true water cooler show, with everybody talking about it the next day and obsessing about its Who Killed Laura Palmer murder mystery. My So-Called Life, which lasted for only one season in 1994, starred Claire Danes as a typical teenager. But the series was brilliant in the way it depicted her character and her world. The series didn't last because ABC didn't care enough then about attracting young female viewers. Although these days, when such shows as The O.C. and Gossip Girl are aimed squarely at them, My So-Called Life would be a gold mine. A platinum mine, if you figure in how much it would have exploded on the internet. And finally, you have Seinfeld, in all likelihood the last great, hugely popular situation comedy. Even if someone figures out how to make as good and bold a comedy as that again, and to make it last for 9 full seasons, nothing will come close to approaching Seinfeld in terms of the audience it drew. On television, those times are over. But if you buy these box sets, you can relive those times again. And make no mistake, before I discuss the various bonus materials of each set, I should stress that watching the shows themselves is reward enough. But what's new? On Twin Peaks The Definitive Edition, released this week by CBS and Paramount, a lot. First of all, you get the original movie-length pilot and both seasons, which previously had to be bought separately. Then the bonus material comes in, including long-lost deleted scenes, some new documentaries, and other features and goodies. The deleted scenes are interesting, but there are only 4 of them, and they're not the ones you'd probably hope to have. 3 different death scenes featuring 3 different killers were shot by David Lynch in the episode where Cheryl Lee's Madeline Ferguson was murdered. We don't see those. But we do see an extra scene involving the purchase of donuts. Yet the Twin Peaks set includes new making-of documentaries that are like catnip for fans of the show. There's even a bonus short in which Lynch meets some of the cast members to reminisce over coffee and pie. This is where Machen Amick, who played Shelley the waitress, tells Lynch she had been an actress in Los Angeles only a year when he hired her for Twin Peaks.
I had a few good acting jobs that seemed to be coming into place, and one of them was the Baywatch pilot, which I was actually filming when I met you. But so during that process of that
now,
year...
Now, tell us about Baywatch. What is that?
Baywatch was a delightful show for many years that featured a lot of people in with beautiful bodies and bathing suits and lifeguards saving people at the beach and, you know.
It's just a beach show.
It's a beach show.
Uh-huh. But
I love that. Only David Lynch would have to be told what kind of TV show Baywatch was. The cast of Seinfeld gets together, too, with series co-creator Larry David to waltz down memory lane. But this brand-new bonus special is a bigger affair, featuring lots of clips, lots of laughs, and even a very funny introduction by Jerry Seinfeld.
9 years! Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that's a long time to do a sitcom, my friends. That is how long Seinfeld ran on NBC. That's also how long it has been since the show's cast and crew went our separate ways. Unfortunately, over the past few years, Seinfeld has become something of a forgotten relic. Believe it or not, there are parts of the United States where the show can only be seen 4 times a day.
Seinfeld The Complete Series comes out next week from Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. It's got a staggeringly hefty price, more than $275 retail. But it's beautifully packaged and even comes with a specially made coffee table book episode guide. Break it down to about $30 a season, and it almost sounds like a bargain. Finally, there's My So-Called Life. This series was released once before, years ago, But this new edition from Shout Factory, coming out this week, is loaded with features that themselves are loaded with new insights. Claire Danes, for example, was one of two young New York actresses looked at for the central role. The other, Alicia Silverstone, who starred in Clueless instead. Series creator Winnie Holzman and executive producers Ed Zwick and Marshall Herskovitz went with Danes, even though she was only 15, which meant she couldn't work more than 5 hours a day. And that meant the show had to be written to pay attention to the full ensemble, including the parents. And that's what made it so special. That and its universality. Here's a snippet from one of the documentaries, with a taste of Claire Danes' voiceover narration from the pilot, followed by Herskovitz talking about the characters and the show's appeal.
I cannot bring myself to eat a well-balanced meal in front of my mother. It just means too much to her.
We always felt that this show would appeal to everyone. We felt because everyone either wants to be a teenager, is a teenager, or was a teenager, and those years are so powerful and evocative, you know, nobody forgets what they were like in high school.
My So-Called Life never caught on. Twin Peaks started strong, but faded fast. Seinfeld started slowly, but built into a monster hit. All three of them are unique triumphs in their respective genres. And now, all three are getting the full DVD treatment they deserve.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.